Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Good morning, everyone. Amen. Welcome to our children's edition of Breakfast of Champions, Kids of the Kingdom. And I'm filling in for our host, a special guest host this morning, Ambassador Bradley Young. I normally teach the adult broadcast. Amen. But I'm honored today to teach the children's broadcast, Kids of the Kingdom. And we're going to talk about today why we don't celebrate Halloween. And it's a very touchy subject regarding families in the body of Christ. Because you have some families that celebrate it. I don't think anything is wrong with celebrating. So today we're going to try to educate some of them. I know people are going to do what they want to do. But here, I'm here to tell you, you don't obey the word of God. It's called treason. It's not just Adam and Eve are not the only ones that committed treason, but those who don't obey the voice of God are also committing treason. Amen. And continue committing treason, what happens is when God will eventually give you up. I mean, reprobate. He will eventually tell you that he do not know you. See, it's a language we must speak. It's character, certain ways we're supposed to conduct ourselves as citizens of God's kingdom. And the first step is obeying his word. Amen. So right now, let's begin to acknowledge our King. Amen. Glory to God. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in this morning. For a special edition of Kids of the Kingdom, Breakfast of Champions. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. And we're so grateful, Lord, that you took the opportunity to make us like you. Amen. You are all self-existing one, self-sufficient one. You didn't need anyone to exist but you, Lord. But you love us so much, Lord. To your plan was always kingdom. Kingdom mentality. Your plan was always kingdom character. Your plan was always to create sons and daughters that would be like you, Lord. Amen. You gave us, so you love us so much, you gave us your image, Lord. You gave us your spirit, Lord. You gave us your ruach, your pneuma. You gave us your smear. Amen. We are your sperma, God. You gave us your sperma, Lord, to cause us to be like you. Amen, Lord. And you gave us your likeness, which is your character, which is your integrity, Father. In other words, you gave us yourself, amen, we can be like you. You gave us your divine order, your divine ability. You gave us your divine power, your divine intervention, Lord. Amen. You gave us the Lord for us so we can act just like you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, because it was your love. You said it's your love, it was your pleasure. Give us the kingdom. And we thank you, Father, for what you're about to do in the midst of the broadcast. You begin to educate not just the children, but the parents as well, especially the parents. So they can teach according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, us to obey and love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and with all our might and obey his commandments. We must teach our children day and night, as the Bible says, Lord. And we thank you. We do your honor. We give you glory. We thank you right now for those who are listening, that they will increase in spiritual revelation, in spiritual knowledge, and spiritual wisdom, and spiritual understanding of the perfect will their lives will be just like Jesus. Amen. We are all recreated in the image of Christ, so we all must conduct ourselves. Christ has commanded us all to live, amen, just like he did on this earth. Amen. He did not compromise, and neither should we. And we thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit that is a teacher. And we are all the students. We're all rulers in training being taught by the Holy Spirit this morning. And we thank you, Father, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning into our children's edition of Breakfast of Champions, Kids of the Kingdom broadcast. Amen. And so we're going to talk about this morning about Halloween. What do you think about Halloween, Pete?
Well, we don't celebrate it. We have a baseball, a football game today, Mr. Brad.
So they, you know, they going to have any party? Anybody going to have any party?
Yeah, a lot of our friends and some of our friends have parties every year. They go out and they celebrate Halloween, but we don't celebrate it.
So none of these kids, any kids in this class right now celebrate Halloween. Great game. All you might know people that celebrate Halloween. Great, great. So this morning we're going to talk about Halloween, why we don't celebrate Halloween. First thing first, we must understand that God's plan was never for us to be introduced to any evil. Amen. His plan was never for us, was never to follow the patterns of evil or wickedness. Satan came, actually, as the first trick-or-treater. I said it last night on an adult broadcast that Satan came as a serpent, as the first trick-or-treater, and he tricked Eve and Adam. He came in, he was put his spirit into a body. So, your spirit, once again, the spirits are illegal. So, a spirit has to be into a body to become legal. Satan put his spirit in the area of the serpent, and he was the first one to do start trick or treating. Trick or treating is when you trick and deceive for a purpose of something that you want. And then Satan's plan was to cause confusion. Amen. Was to get us not to honor God's word. This whole situation that deals with sin is the fact that God, is that Adam and Eve did not obey God's word. And we're going to do a little teaching on that probably next week. I believe we're going to talk about it on our broadcast as well. And that the worst thing that Satan has done is to cause us to disobey God's word. But see, God had still did not change his plan. And even Genesis chapter 3 says that he would put opposition, he would put enmity between the seed of the woman and Satan. In other words, you always create disagreement between the spirit and the flesh. So you always have to battle with your flesh. But you have to understand that your flesh has no power. Only you can have flesh and give you power is if you give your flesh power. That means you start listening to obeying your flesh. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of that's what got Adam and Eve to bite the beak. That's the same trick that he uses on everybody. He only has one plan. Does it cause you to bite the meat? Cause you to yield to your flesh and disobey God? And we put to teach our children. We are to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6 that we must love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our might. We're supposed to teach our children the commandments day and night. They put it their children. We're supposed to meditate on the word of God. Only for us to understand that we must how to obey the word of God is we have to read the word of God. Amen. Read the word of God with your children day and night. And the parents' children must see you, not just reading, but also living the lifestyle as well. So lifestyle of kingdom citizen, not just in word, but it's in power as well. Amen. So we're going to talk about why we don't celebrate Halloween. I know it's not the other broadcast. It's over 2 hours. We're going to try to be as long as we want. We're going to try to attempt to open the lines up. After the teaching as well, but I encourage all the parents. It's a website, but it's also a book called Christian Mommies. Now, Christian Mommies, a lot of them don't do not celebrate Halloween, but some do. So it's just like in the church today. Some might be in your local church. You still might have family that celebrate Halloween. But God forbids us from celebrating this holiday. We're going to go into teaching. I'm going to read from one of the teachings of one of the Christian mommies this morning. Because I know a lot of mothers that might be on the broadcast this morning, but I encourage you to get that book. There's a book called, it's called Christian Mommies and Teaching. And they teach you how to teach your children. Amen. So we're going to read from that book today. Amen. We're going to get started. My name is my sister Kelly McCauley, amen. And this is a good editor. She has an editor's note up here. And an editor's note that says, this is an official stance per se, but so we have forum members of varying opinions on Halloween. He said, I'm sticking this note here to clear up any confusion because usually around Halloween, we have some forum advocates under the impression that every single Christian mom here is against Halloween. Like I said, we want to say, because a lot of people are still celebrating Halloween. You know, Halloween is one of the biggest holidays of the world. We understand celebrating, and a lot of churches still, they have Hallelujah Night, and some have Holy Night, and they'll say, some will call it Harvest Night. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that it all means the same thing. You can deck it up, and you can try to make it as beautiful as you can, but it's still under the same spirit of Satan. Let's see, Marie, what she said. She said, I grew up celebrating Halloween like most people. My parents encouraged the costumes and the scary decorations and the trick-or-treating. As I grew up, the scares had to be scarier, and Halloween became the time of year to go see the bloodiest horror movies at the theater. Now, some of y'all probably might be seeing the movies today. I know there's a lot of movies and TV shows that support this system. We got to understand that this is the world system that's corrupted. The Bible tells us that although we live in a world, we're not of the world. Jesus said himself that he said, I am not from this world. Amen. And when you became born again, you are also now are not of this world. You're not going to follow the patterns of the world. So you can't go out watching these horror movies, even the ones that be on TV today. And then I'm finished reading it. Says, and it was all just fun, and it didn't hurt anybody. Halloween was also the time of year that I got most interested in the occult. You know, the occult is what? Witchcraft. That's right, Pete. He said, I used Ouija boards and studied my astrological charts. I watched my specials about unsolved mysteries. Then, for normal activity, I became convinced that I was indeed reincarnated. Most of all, I wish that I had psychic abilities. I wish that I could read minds and see the future. I wish that I could know what happened in previous lives. Wish that I could make contact with the spirits out there and get them to bring things to me. All of us are adults, know we experience these things. Well, I grew up in a family that wasn't born again, and we would go out and celebrate Halloween. We would do all these things that you're saying right now. I can relate to this stuff. So it says, I moved from one occult interest to another. I read books about spirit guides and walk-ins, and wish that some spirit would walk into me and help me deal with my abusive mother. A lot of us grew up in families that were abused, and a lot of people that are abused had opened up doors. See, one of the things about being abused is you have to begin to have forgiveness. But Satan will even come in that area. So we talked about that before about abuse. We've asked some children in here about the purpose, the importance of when you're abused, just open your mouth and matter who's doing it. Because abuse is not of God, it's of the enemy. Amen. Okay, so he said, so let's go to another story. He said, how did I go from dressing up as Wonder Woman to literally asking a spirit to indwell in me? One small step at a time. Some of you are groaning now. He said, some of you are groaning now and shaking your head. What does one thing have to do with another, you ask? Let me tell you, the devil is not stupid. He knows very well that we can be deceived. And if he can blind us to the truth, if he can keep us from ever knowing Christ in our lifetime, he has won our soul forever. So we will go to hell. The problem for him is that we all have an overwhelming desire to know God. We know that we are spiritual beings, at least most of us do. At least most of us do. From the time that we can think about why we are here, we are thinking about what comes after death. See, it's in all our minds. I believe that God has put that irresistible urge within us to draw us to him. That is a problem for Satan. But he has come up with many stumbling blocks to put in our way. He works constantly to make it hard to find truth. I'm going to tell you something. And a lot of churches are really under the deception. Amen. About you got people that are not preaching the message. That's why the message of the kingdom is very important, and that we all should learn the message, because that is the only message that Jesus preached, only message that he commanded us to also preach, and not just preach but live it and demonstrate. So obedience is more than just saying you obey God. Obedience means that you must act it out as well. The only way to act in obedience, you have to learn what is obedience. You have to learn how to live obedience. Obedience means you're going to obey every word of God. So the Bible says to meditate on it day and night and observe to know what to do. Jesus said also when he said when you begin to teach them, he said teach them. He said when he said go throughout all the world, that's Matthew 28, he said go throughout all the world
teaching, baptizing in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then he came out and said, teaching them to observe. The word observe means to know all things that he has commanded us to. Amen. So we all must obey the word of God. We must learn how to read the word of God. We have to learn how that the God's word is bound. Whatever God says do, we have to do it. See what the enemy does. The enemy of our flesh will try to always get us to fight against God. There's always going to be a war between your spirit and your flesh. But I'm here to tell you that your spirit is more powerful than your flesh. Amen. But you have to allow, we have to all surrender, not just the kids, but the adults too. And here it is. And the kids see the adults doing it. You know, I always like to teach both. I don't just want to just teach children. I like to teach the children and the adults. teach the adults how to teach their children. Amen. So we're going to finish reading this book. We're going to come on reading what the sister is talking about. She says, Satan and his demons have created a maze of alternate religions to keep as many people deceived and confused as possible. All throughout history, he has introduced one false belief system after another. He's still doing it. And he knows that our deep desire for the God that created us can be short-circuited by these false religions. So he feeds upon man's sins and our desire to be like God. And so most of the world religion direct men to that lie. He created so many false faiths that he birthed one and all encompassing lie. All roads lead to God, and some uneducated Christians even believe that one. Allow me to believe that all roads lead to God. God created us in his image. Some of the things he's saying about, we are supposed to be like God. God created us in his image. God never changed his plan. God's plan was to extend his kingdom, his spiritual heavenly kingdom, his visible kingdom to earth. But he's going to do it through us, through offspring. The whole of the Bible is about a king, his kingdom, and his royal children, and his covenant. Covenant is an agreement between you and God. I mean, and it's just like when he told Moses, he said, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, he said, then you will be my peculiar people. And he said, all the earth is his. He said, you will be his kingdom of priests. Amen. So God's plan for us to be just like him. Amen. That was his plan. And he did not change his plan. I will keep pounding. And he never changed his plan. I'm here to tell you, write this down. All roads do not lead to God. All roads do not lead to God. There's only one God. He is the creator of all. He's ruler. He's master. He's king. And the Bible and his word, and there are no mistakes in it. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin and lived a perfect life. See that? He lived a perfect life, and now we're required to live that same life. He hung on the cross for our sins and died. He rose again on the third day, defeating the works of the devil forever. He ascended to heaven, and there he is to this day. He sent his Holy Spirit to be with us until he returns. These are the facts. Jesus is our only road to God. Without Christ, there is no salvation. So having said that, what does the Bible say about Halloween? Somebody said, what does that all have to do with Halloween? Amen. He said, I pointed out that the devil wants to deceive us and keep us from discovering the truth. He said, I am writing this for Christians, so I'm going to assume that you already know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Everybody in this room knows Jesus Christ as their Savior. Hey, whoever don't, raise their hand right now. And those on the broadcast, if you don't, we'll later after we close the broadcast, we will lead you into Christ. You also probably are an adult, so I don't have to be hitting on this part right here. It's for the adults. He said, you're also probably an adult, so I don't have to convince you not to trick or treat, right? But what about your kids? Let's say that your kids, that you have kids anywhere from the ages of 3 to 12, and this is the age group from the majority of us on Kids in the Kingdom, that your usual trick-or-treating age group. As Christians, do we want our children to be invoked in Halloween? Let's take a look at that. Let's say that we do let our kids be involved, and we get them a cute Barbie or Batman costume or
even a Bible man costume, a Moses costume. They got all kinds of costumes today. Man, we get all these costumes. Say you get a Barbie costume, and you decorate the house like a graveyard and buy lots and lots of candy and harmless, right? Some people believe that's harmless. And you hit the road on Halloween, and your little one starts to see other children dressed as witches, demons, other assorted monsters. What do you say? Now think about it. You ain't got to answer so fast. People answer them fast on TV. So people, some people got to answer everything. It's always good to be quick to hear first and slow to speak. So what happens is that you are building a foundation here that will mold how they think about the occult. See what happens when you dress them up, and you see, and you what happens? You see. So in other words, you are opening up doors. And the kids' minds will begin to wander off, and they'll start thinking about the occult. Once again, it was never supposed to be designed to know evil. Remember, we weren't designed, even though we were all born in sin. You know, sin always has a hook. Sin always brings consequences. That's why the Bible, the Ten Commandments are very important, that no matter what. I know a lot of people are preaching different stuff, and they shouldn't be preaching these things, but you might hear different messages sometimes with people that are preaching this grace message that Jesus never told us to preach. And to tell you that it's okay to do that, that your grace is greater. Yeah, your grace is greater than your sin, but your grace gives you power not to sin, not a license to sin. Amen. So you're building a foundation here that will mold how they think about the occult. So you say it's okay, honey, it's just for fun. Your child will remember that it's okay to emulate evil if you say it. See, that's why I can say we got to be very careful with the words we say. One thing I talk about is how we were all born in sin. And the first thing that comes out of a baby's mouth is mine. Who do you think they heard it from? Who do you think they heard say it, something is mine? They heard you say it. They heard you say, no, mine. They heard you say, I. Be very careful. Words that we say will mold our children. And just so we say, so what happens is that they'll emulate it. And if you say, just ignore them, they don't know any better. So your child will learn not to care about the loss around them. Any response that you give that tries to smooth over the representation of a cult in Halloween will dull their ability to determine what is dark and evil and what is light and pure. One thing Jesus did as a child, because of the sin nature, Jesus was born into this world of sin. He was sinless. But as a child, the Bible said that he was given butter and honey for the purpose of knowing good, what is good and evil. That's why we're going to teach our children the same way. When your children, the moment your children, like we just said, 3 years old, 2 years old, the moment they have understanding, they love to start talking, first of all, they hear things even as a baby. They get grown, they're molding, and they're growing. So that's why I be very careful what you say in front of them. Amen. So you must begin to teach in the Bible. Man, let's go to Deuteronomy first before we go. I'm not going to Deuteronomy. But let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6. I know I was quoting that and hitting at it. I'm sorry, I'm going to be wrong. We got about an hour. So once again, I probably won't get finished everything. I got a lot of verses to cover. So I probably won't get finished as all this. I'm going to try to go as far as I can. Amen. See, I always get a lot of checks in the spirit. So Deuteronomy chapter 6. Turn to verse 1. It says, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess. Thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, who keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son, and then thy son's son. You say you got to teach them? How long? All the days of thy life, and that thy days may prolong. Hear therefore, Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised it, in the land that flow with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. There's no other God. Amen. There's only God. The Lord Jesus, there's only one God. Amen. No, other religions have other names. Well, some of them will say Allah. They'll have Mormons have, they do know they say God, but they're following and also a false teaching from a Joseph Smith. You have Jehovah's Witnesses, amen. And then you have all the religions. You have Scientology. You have Baha. You have Hindu. They probably think it's over 3,000 gods they worship. You have Buddhism. There's only one God that we're supposed to serve. Amen. And obey. So it says, "And thou, here you go, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." The word Lord means what? Owner, master, ruler, king. That's right, Pete. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." That's the first thing you got to teach your kid, that you should love. Loving God means you're going to have to obey. We saw the further verses before we got there. And we must observe how to do it. Then we must read, we must study, we must obey God's word. It says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart," not just in the book, not just in your constitution, not just on the walls, but it must be also in your heart. Here you go. Here you go, parents. "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down." You got to check out teeth before you go to bed, when you get up out of bed, and when thou risest up. "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between their eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on the gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore to thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee the great godly city which thou hast built is not." So God will always bless us. God, see, when you obey God and you seek the kingdom of God, it says that all things shall be added to you, meaning he don't need your help. All thing God wants is obedience. Remember, the word of God is the mind of God. It's the thoughts of God. It's the voice of God. Amen. And once you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, Master, and King, now you have that mind, but you have to be trained and equipped to live a lifestyle. Amen. See, worst thing in the world for people that at heart is learning, for people when you get grown, you get it's unlearning. So we were never supposed to go into a system to get molded into a denomination. We were supposed to be in a system to get trained and equipped to live the lifestyle as citizens of God's kingdom. We're supposed to be separated from the world. Amen. Our assignment is to lead others to Christ with our example. Amen. So let's say that you choose a popular role, back to the book, or it's all for fun. Your children accept that. If they completely enjoy Halloween all through childhood, maybe they have even dressed up as a witch once or painted blood on their face, all in fun, right? Maybe you let them read Goosebumps books and watch a few scary movies too, just for kicks. And then your sons come home from a sleepover and you discover they have been playing with a Ouija board and some strange stuff happening. How do you respond to that? His attitude is that it has been all in fun. Your son has heard you say all his life that it doesn't hurt anything if you didn't mean it to be serious. He hears you be very careful what you say, parents. Your children, see, here it goes. And then your child is confronted in school with tarot cards. And he or she accepts a reading from a friend. He or she is fascinated and it starts playing with them themselves. So he or she reads about how she needs to be an empty vessel of the spirit to move through. How will she even know that it's a forbidden practice if she have not brought her up, or if you have not brought them up to know what the word says about clairvoyancy? So how do you tell a 15-year-old that it's dangerous when you have allowed her or him to be involved in a cult holiday year after year? See, the more that you allow them to celebrate the holiday, what happens? You open up doors for spirits. Amen. See, the world says it's normal for children to start rebellion at the age of 12 or 13 years old. I'm here to tell you that it's not normal, that it's a spirit. The door was open for them to act like that. And it was doors that the parents opened up. I think I'm like, oh, here you go. Again, I'm not getting on the parents. What I'm trying to tell you is that it's very imperative that the parents must follow God's word. You cannot compromise. Amen. It's in your children. That's why Jesus used children. He said children are humble. Children are teachable. Amen. So when they go by what you teach them. Amen. Now, so let's take it to the extreme. You people know, y'all, I guess y'all ready to go a little further. Your child is lonely and far left out of things. It's Halloween time, and she is surrounded with dark images. She is drawn to the morsels and unusual. You have allowed her to celebrate Halloween for 10 years now, so you're not sure how to respond to her new look of black lipstick and hair. So some of y'all kids might start wearing something like that. They might start us wearing all black. It's all type of things going on in this world. It's called it's gothic. They allow them to fall at the gothic and emo. Amen. Because they connected themselves to people that do it as well. So you don't know what to think of the new friends that she may have, he and she might have, and then spending more time with. So is that a pentagram? Is that a pentagram he or she's wearing? So you decide to pull her aside and encourage her to go talk to the youth pastor, but she tells you that she has decided that she isn't going to church anymore. How many of us had children that did that? All of a sudden they don't want to go to church anymore. They don't like going to church. Yeah, some kids send them to church and be mad about church. But see, you're going to teach your children that they are the church. You can't wait till they get 13 and 14 and 15 years old to begin to start teaching these things. You got to teach them at the age, between the ages of 1 and 2 or 3 years old. Well, they hear. Some kids start talking early. The kids today are they're more developed than when we were kids. Some kids don't start talking then lead on. And then some kids are not even potty trained to lead on. But nowadays, kids are more developed. So you have to teach them at an early age. You have to teach them. That's why I like our church, where we teach the children the kids of the kingdom. The parents also must teach their children. That's why it's imperative that we study the kingdom. The kingdom of God is that hidden treasure that Jesus talked about. The only way you can get this hidden treasure is by revelation. As you begin to read it and study the kingdom verses, then the Holy Spirit will begin to give you revelation regarding the kingdom of God. Amen. So they don't want to go to church anymore. Now you think I'm going there. Some of y'all might say I'm going a little bit too far. She said what she's saying. She's saying it, I'm saying it too. But every example I have given is true. We all sometimes have experiences with our children. When we blur the lines and we do not give our children firm direction in these areas, we are giving the devil free access to confuse them and mislead them. Our children are not saved just because we are. They have to choose Jesus for themselves. And if we tell them by our everyday decisions and actions that the eternal and supernatural realm doesn't have to be taken seriously, they will not take it seriously. A lot of people in the church, even when it comes to other holidays like Christmas and holidays like Easter, amen, they take it out of paganism. So we got to understand, people say, why? Well, here's the thing. You're supposed to worship God every day. You celebrate Jesus every day. You don't need a holiday to tell you to give. You give every day. Give whenever you have the ability to give. Give. Give gifts every day. We put up this like this. This walk is not. We can't do what the world does. This walk is based on lifestyle. Since in the God's kingdom, everything we do is a lifestyle. It's not a ritual or a religion. See, religion makes it work, but it's a lifestyle that you live. Write this down. My son or daughter will not celebrate or participate in Halloween because, here you go. Write this down. I don't want him or her to, like whatever your children are, you got boys or boys or girls, you got boys, you don't see him or her. He said, I don't want him to underestimate the devil. That's the first one. I do not want him to underestimate the devil. The second one, I do not want him or her to open up to demonic influence. I do not want him or her, or whoever you put in that order, to open up to demonic influence. I want you to write this stuff down and read it over and over. I don't want him to stumble into an area of the occult unaware. See, Satan comes very subtle. Same way he creeps up on Eve, the same way he creeps up on you. Amen. He creeps, that Satan does. He comes, see, he said he comes as a lying lie. He does it sneaky. He does it real saucy.
See all the see the he and he here's his plan, here's his trick. He never presents himself as Satan. He'll always use your flesh. Your flesh is your soul, your will, and your emotions. So we always make decisions, including adults. We make decisions according to our emotions. Never make decisions according to your emotions. Always make your decisions based on the kingdom, by seeking God's kingdom. You ask, as you begin to relate to God, you begin to ask him, what should I do, Lord? You got parents, begin to ask them. Once again, the parents also have to be kingdom. They have to be kingdom-minded as well. You have to be kingdom, kingdom-minded, not worldly-minded. Amen. Here's another one. I want him to know. I want him to know that I take the Bible literally. I want him to know that I take the Bible, where the Bible is serious, is part of our life. So I want him to know that. See, not only that, let them know by telling them, but they have to see you reading your Bible. They have to see you living. See, children are watching you. And they'll be the first one to throw them on your face if you're doing something you ain't supposed to do. They will throw it, especially when they start rebelling. If you start rebelling, they will tell you that. But that's what he ended, because guess what? The devil will sure remind them. Here's another one. I want him or her to prefer to the light of the gospel to the darkness of the occult. The gospel is the kingdom of God. One thing we understand, we all have been delivered. Bible, First Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says that we were all delivered from, God delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and translated to the kingdom of his dear son. So we were all delivered. We were all rescued from the kingdom of darkness. All of us were born in sin and all were under the authority of the kingdom of darkness. But God loved us so much that he helped us. He delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and began, brought us into the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of life. But see, when you're brought into the kingdom of life, it doesn't mean you just say, I'm a Christian. It means that now you have to learn how to live under from one kingdom, which is darkness, and now you got to learn how to live as in the kingdom of light now. That's why it's imperative that you teach your children as well. It's imperative that churches must teach their children and teach them. Not all of God's children must learn how to live this lifestyle as citizens of God's kingdom. Amen. You just didn't get saved to say you're saved and get and buy all the Christians what Jesus would do church and the bumper stickers and all kinds of other stuff we get. But we're also supposed to learn how to live this lifestyle. Going to church and all that other stuff. As you are the church, you cannot become a casual Christian. You can't have your lifestyle based on rituals. Remember, it's lifestyle, not a practice. It's a lifestyle. We all must learn how to live. Amen. Here's another one. I want him or her, write this one down. I want him or her to know that it's okay to stand apart from the world on these issues. Otherwise, you're going to teach them, but they don't have to stand. They stand up for Christ. They don't have to yield to the world system. But take a stand. Here's another one. I want him to recognize easily what is evil and stand against it in the name of Jesus. I want him or her to recognize easily what is evil and stand against it in the name of Jesus. That's what I said was I want him to know that it's okay to stand apart from the world and on these issues. Amen. And there are many more reasons I could list. I guess everybody sees it, but see what she's saying. I guess you get the idea. I want to just say that one more thing, and I hope it won't sound rude. I like what she's teaching. He said, if you are not convinced that participating in Halloween is wrong for Christians, you really haven't thought and prayed about it. Honestly, if you ask God to show you in his heart on the matter, he will. He will. So here are some Bible verses that I want you to everybody turn to. Matter of fact, I'll just read it. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Turn Deuteronomy chapter 18. We're already on Deuteronomy. Let's start at verse 9. It says,
When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Or some verses say detestable. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire. So that stuff is voodoo stuff. Or that uses divination, that's witchcraft, on observer of times, that's psychic, or an enchanter or a witch, or a charmer or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard or necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God will drive them out from before him. He will drive you out. Keep on reading verse 13. Turn the page. We got several verses. Now we're going to get into the Bible verse. See, we always have to back our comments. See, as ambassadors for Christ, our opinions must be backed up with the scripture. The only opinions we should be based on the word of God. Verse 13 says, thou shalt be what? Perfect. Do you see that? With the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou possess, hearken unto observers of times, unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God have not suffered thee so to do it. I mean, he commands us not to do it. He wants us to be perfect. We say, I ain't nobody perfect. Perfection comes through you being equipped and perfected. It's a spiritual maturity. Amen. But your ability, but this is the key to growing. Learning God has nothing to do with how old you get or how long you've been in church or how long you've been a believer. Perfection comes through our ability to continue to obey God and do anything he commands us to do, continue to be teachable. Continue to be child, all y'all children that, but continue to be childlike, continue to be humble. That's how you grow in God. That's how you grow spiritually. See, the world say the world goes by how long you did something. Or how long you did this. They go by, like on a job, they go by how long you've been on a job. Remember, the world says older perspective, but see, in the kingdom of God, God does not base seniority on how many matters. There's no such thing as spiritual seniority. God's a good God. Then he said, Matthew 8, right? And he asked him, who's the greatest in the kingdom? And he picked up a child. He said, those who humble themselves as a child, they are great in the kingdom of God. Amen? All right, let's go to another verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I think I'm just going to read some of them. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We have a lot of stuff to cover. I'm going to just call some verses out for y'all to read on your own. Amen. God is not like the other book. And I pray that you're getting this. Amen. It's very important. So if you already bought costumes, take them back. Take the receipt and take it back to the stores. Amen. Because if you leave them to children, you will not allow them to open. What happens that the open up doors will be open up to them. That's why a lot of us went through things we went through in life because we all participated in Halloween. We thought it was something normal, something to do. I mean, even my lifestyle, children, we had to go Halloween parties. And, you know, we do all kind of buying for apples. A lot of things that has to go through Halloween is all rooted in paganism. Paganism is witchcraft. It's not of God. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and let's go to verse 20. It says, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I will not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Amen. So do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Or are we stronger than he? Here it is. We say this. So in other words, it tells us to not do as the other Gentiles. Paul also said in Ephesians, do not do as the other Gentiles do. I believe it's Ephesians Let's go to that verse. Ephesians chapter 4. I don't have that written. I don't think I have that wrote down. I'm going to go to that real quick. Well, see, at that time, it was Gentile believers, and it was Gentile unbelievers. And it says it right here, Ephesians chapter 4, it says that, "This I say, therefore, and testify the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart." You see that? So you cannot walk. He's saying we've been past feelings, have given themselves over to lasciviousness. In other words, God, we have to begin to continue to follow God. Do not follow the way of the world. And let's go to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse 8. And I'll go to chapter 4, and I'll start at verse 8, I believe. And it says, "Formerly, when did you know God? You were slaves to those by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again?" See, I told you, we were all under bondage. We were all born in sin because of Adam and Eve committing treason. We were all under the authority and the enslavement of Satan. We were all slaves to Satan, slaves to our flesh. So you are observing special days. And listen to this part right here. This is what he says. "You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you." That Paul was saying, I'm trying to teach y'all, and y'all still out here acting crazy. Amen. Amen. Okay, now let's go to Romans chapter 13, verse 12 says, "Let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light." Let's put on the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. We have several more verses. So if you have allowed your children to participate in Halloween in the past, don't despair. "I did not come to see this." I'm still talking about this, still reading from the book. "Is I did not come to know the Lord until I was 28 years old, and my son was 5 when I realized the truth about how spiritually damaging Halloween was. My son had already celebrated several years' worth. I asked God to forgive me for allowing the influence of my child's life, and I renounced everything and all related evil practices once and for all. By the way, I also renounced in all the occult stuff that I did before I was saved." You all had to renounce some things today. Amen. "I threw out the Halloween decorations, and I chose not to focus on the Lord of the harvest. I sat down and talked with my son about Halloween and explained why we would not be participating anymore. He accepted it, and how at the age of 15, he says he has never missed it a bit. The Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This is so true. We do need to know what the word says, and it's relevant to our present lives, not just our eternal. Many of us have wasted a lot of years, and we're just finding out what God has said about our lives. Amen." She says, "That is sad in many ways, but it's not the end of the story. So if you are just finding things out for yourself now, don't beat yourself up. Just move on here and go God's way." So she tells you that once you begin to explain to her child about Halloween, he accepted it. So your children will accept it. When you begin to teach them the right way, and you begin to use the verses in the Bible, they have no other choice but to listen. Amen. Let's go to Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1. Then we're going to try to open the lines. A couple more verses we'll read and open the line. Verse 10, it says, "But there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision." They talk about people in the church whose mouths must be, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. That's people doing it for money. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said that Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound and the faith. So people come in your house disagreeing, you have to rebuke them sharply. Amen. But you also rebuke the purpose of rebuke them is to try to restore them back. Verse 14 says, "Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth." The commandments or commandments of men will always turn you away from the truth of God's word. Amen. Their traditions or philosophies. A lot of denominations are teaching out of philosophies and traditions of men. And they're making the word of God ineffective. Amen. Keep on reading though. "Now, giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled." So the more that you continue to practice, that your children practice, their mind will become corrupted and defiled. That's why you shouldn't let the children practice, go out there and celebrate Halloween. "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him." You hear what he said? In works. I mean, they say they love God. They say they believe God, but their actions show tell us different. Now, how do people do that? How do professing Christians that you know that say they love God, but they don't obey God? Amen. God wants, see, loving God, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments." Amen. He said, "If you love me," he said, "then my Father." So he said, "If you love me, you will obey every word that comes out of my mouth, every word that's in our Constitution, which is your Bible. You will, if you love him, that's why you must love the Lord your God with all your heart." But here, but before we got to that part, what did he say? To know, read his commandments. Now he said, "Now that you know my commandments, observe to live them now." You keep on reading. It says, "So they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." Reprobates are unrepentant. They mean they want to do, they're going to continue. As the word they say today in the street, "I'm going to do me." So if you continue doing you, guess what? God will let you do it. But see, reprobates cannot make it in the kingdom of heaven. That's the kingdom to come. You won't make an end. Jesus said, many will say in that day, "Lord, Lord, Lord." He'll say, "I do not know you." See, reprobates are not believers. Reprobates have bit the bait of Satan. And it happens that they kept continuing doing evil things and compromise. I said it before, the enemy of character is compromise. So you can't allow your children, not just to celebrate Halloween, but even indulge in things. Certain things they watch on TV, certain places of people. Certain these games that they're playing. You got to be careful with the games they're playing. One thing, when I was a kid, when we were kids, we had the football, we had the baseball, we had tennis, a lot of sports. So even today, I like the sport games better. I try to do it with my grandchildren. I try to get them to play the sport games. But, you know, of course, you know, you're going, a grandparent only do but so much. Amen. But we try to get them to get to like the games, certain games that they buy. I like certain games, but the games are not based on evil. They got a lot of games out there that are evil. They even got the Pokemon cards. Watch that. And all kinds of stuff is going on. There's a lot of evil out here. But you cannot compromise that. They cannot see you doing anything evil. Amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. More minutes, we'll open up the lines. It's only if I exhaust this broadcast is over at 9 o'clock. But I can go further. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22 says what? It says, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." In other words, Do not participate in anything that's evil. So let me get it. God never designed us to do evil, to be evil. Satan brought that in the garden. All of you have your own personal garden now. But like I say, he'll never come at you. He don't come at you, and he don't need to come into as a serpent anymore. You don't have to play tree phase. He was the first trick-or-treater in the garden. So now he uses your flesh. He wants to control your soul, your mind, your emotions, your will. Your will to do evil. Amen. See, he wants to see the things that we want to do to make us feel good, or fulfill our cravings or desires, that to do something. But if it's not, and if God say don't do it, that is the enemy of your flesh. That's why we must pull down strongholds, their thoughts. Their thoughts that are not like God. So we must begin to pray, begin to renounce all ungodly thoughts, ungodly actions. Amen. Parents begin to renounce all areas of the occult that they might have practiced. When you practice, you have opened the door. Once your children start doing it, they will be opening the door as well. Now you see what you're battling with as an adult now. I was battling with the difference between hearing God's voice and hearing Satan's voice. That comes from doors that were open to the occult. The thing's saying 60 seconds, so I got to hurry up. Let's go to Micah. I believe it's Micah. Yeah. Micah chapter 5. I don't think I just read it myself. You want to turn? Some of y'all probably ain't got to it yet. Verse 12, what it says. It said, I will cut off witchcraft out of thy hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. So God will cut off witchcraft. God is against witchcraft. You go to one more, then we're going to open the lines up. Ephesians chapter 6. You got 10 seconds. Ephesians chapter 6. I pray that you will bless by the teaching today. Amen. We're going to continue. Next week, we're going to talk about obeying the importance of obeying God's voice. Amen. It's very important that we obey his voice. Ephesians chapter 6. And we'll start at verse 11. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, that means yielding to the power of God. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles means the wickedness of the devil. You want, in other words, you'll be able to stand up. We said earlier, you should be able to take a stand. Stand for Christ. Don't stand for evil. He said, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Once again, that's Satan's way of attacking us through the air. Principalities, I mean, they're in the air. I mean, he attacks through the airwaves, the radio, the TV, the computers, the games we play with, even your cell phones. Amen. There's a lot of wickedness on it. So, my parents, be very mindful what your kids are doing, your children. Be mindful as well, but now you know, now that you're learning these things, there's no more excuses about you being children, because now you're learning how to live this lifestyle, amen? So remember, so we got to be careful when we watch on TV. We can only one person we're supposed to follow is the leading of the Holy Spirit and our parents, amen? Obey your parents. That's also the key. Matter of fact, verse 1 says that the children obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, but fathers not cause their children to provoke them, the wrath. Be a dad of example. Be a leader, lead as an example for them. We don't got to lead. Some people need deliverance as well. So some of our fathers were not taught how to be fathers. But I'm here to tell you that the only person going to teach you how to be a father, a man is God, or a man of God that's fully equipped to teach us. Our men of God aren't fully equipped either as well. But the only way you can learn how to be equipped is you must be unlearning. You must live a lifestyle of repentance and be teachable to the Holy Spirit and surrender to the Holy Spirit's leading. Amen. God bless you all. Now we're going to try to open up the lines now. Look at something to open these lines up there. Amen. Let me try something I do with you here first. 902. So I'm going to try to open the lines for questions and comments. Once again, I pray that Everyone was blessed by the teaching. Amen. We continue to teach our children how to live this lifestyle as citizens of God's kingdom. Amen. So it's not working over there. So let me try right here. Once again, I want to thank everyone for listening to the broadcast this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Open these lines up. Do anyone have any questions? The lines are open. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Amen. Once again, I want to thank everyone for listening. Even those who might be on Blog Talk Radio, you can tune in to the number is 347-215-725. I'm in the phone right now. 347-215-7253. Amen. So, want to thank everyone. So we're going to continue teaching the importance of obeying God's word. Amen. So I'll encourage you to continue not to, like I said, do not feel ashamed because you might have been celebrating this holiday because some of us grew up celebrating that holiday. But we must understand, we must teach our children that they cannot, the reason why you don't celebrate. Amen. All right, so we're just going to close on out in prayer. Once again, I want to thank you all for listening. Amen. Once again, this is Ambassador Bradley Young. I'm filling in for Ambassador Monica Young. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. And so let me let one of the kids pray. Yes, you pray us out, Pete.
Okay, Mr. Brad. Dear Lord, we thank you for teaching us why we shouldn't celebrate Halloween and teaching us that we should take a stand and don't be upset when other true kids are teasing us about the candy and the things they play with and the games. But we continue taking a stand for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Mr. Brad and Mrs. Monica and all the other ones that are teaching us the kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that we'll continue seeking the kingdom and His righteousness as our number one priority. And, Lord, we ask you to help us continue to teach us the kingdom so we can be leaders of this world and not followers. Dear Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Amen. 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 Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. The broadcast, if you're blessed by the teaching, you can dial 267-407-3646. That's 267-407-3646. Or you can write us on the email at prophet.bradley@gmail.com. That's prophet.bradley@gmail.com. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. Also, my friends on Facebook, hit me up on Facebook when we can talk about this morning's broadcast and this evening. But this morning's broadcast, amen. Hallelujah. It's very imperative that we teach our children the importance of living the lifestyle as citizens, but we also must lead by example as well. They can't see you doing evil things, and you can't tell them to do something they see you doing, because they will remind you, amen, I'm trying to tell you. Glory to God. So my prayer for you is to continue to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness as your number one priority, amen. Now, the other announcement we have, we have one more announcement tomorrow morning. You can bring your children to our children's church, our Kingdom Church at the mall with Kingdom Vision Ministry International. Amen. We're worldwide and local ministry. You can bring your children to our children's church and teach us all. Once again, my beloved wife, Ambassador Monica Young, and Ambassador Odia Jackson, along with others that teach our children to be to grow in God. And we're located in here, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Sheldon Avenue on Washington Lane. Amen. Glory to God. And you can meet me right back here at 6 o'clock. Glory to God for Kingdom New Birth Radio broadcast. I almost forgot what to say. Amen. So once again, we want to thank you all. We love you all. We want you to continue. We love the children. We want the children to be great. Amen. God, just like God wants us to be great. He wants us, our children, to be great. Amen. To be just like Him. Amen. All right, so we'll see you once again next Saturday for Kids in the Kingdom. What do y'all saying, Pete? Close us out, Pete.
Peace. Kids of the Kingdom. Wow. See you next week for Kids of the Kingdom. Yeah.
Amen.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the Kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The Kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the Kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.